From Washington, this is VOA News. I'm Victor Beatty reporting. President Donald Trump used his first address to the UN General Assembly Tuesday to denounce rogue regimes, which he described as the scourge of the planet, including North Korea. He denounced those who trade with Pyongyang despite its nuclear and missile program.
It is an outrage that some nations would not only trade with such a regime, but would arm, supply, and financially support a country that imperils the world with nuclear conflict.
Mr. Trump said if threatened, the U.S. is prepared to totally destroy North Korea. He also took aim at Iran, which he described as a reckless regime threatening death and destruction.
We cannot let a murderous regime continue these destabilizing activities while building dangerous missiles, and we cannot abide by an agreement if it provides cover for the eventual construction of a nuclear program.
A clear reference to the 2015 International Nuclear Agreement with Tehran. Mr. Trump also denounced Cuba for its destabilizing and corrupt behavior.
My administration recently announced that we will not lift sanctions on the Cuban government until it makes fundamental reform.
And Mr. Trump denounced Venezuela's socialist government for inflicting pain and suffering on its people. Togo's opposition boycotted a parliamentary vote on a two-term limit for presidents, forcing the matter to a referendum. The boycott prompted by a provision that appears to exempt incumbent Faure Gnassingbé, who has ruled since 2005, when his father died after holding office since independence. Pressure to act was sparked by mostly peaceful anti-government protests in August. This is VOA News.